Well, Jane Ace had gone in for social welfare work with a group of women who were opposing the city's buying a certain piece of property for a housing program. Jane doesn't know it, but this is the exact property Mr. Ace has bought an option on with everything he possesses. No one knows of this deal but Mr. Marsh, who told Mr. Ace not to mind the agitation the women would start against his property. This episode is in two scenes, the Ace's bungalow and the newspaper office. But first to the Ace's. Mr. Ace is alone. Marge enters from the next room. Listen.
Well, what are you dressed up for? Where are you going?
I'm not dressed up. I've got my hat and coat on. I'm taking Jane over to see Neil.
Over to see Neil? At this time of night?
It's only a little after 8. He works nights this week.
But what is she going over there for? What's the idea?
What's she going over there for? Didn't you hear her all through dinner?
Well, yes, I knew she was raving about something. I didn't have my mind on it.
I noticed that. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. What do you mean?
You look miles away. What is it, isn't it?
Well, I don't mean to. I am in the middle of this big deal.
Oh, that big deal you mentioned the other day? Just what is it?
Well, this is a big deal. I can't say.
Oh, secret?
Well, I don't want anything to go wrong.
Well, is anything going wrong? You look kind of worried.
No, nothing's wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I've gone in the hot with everything I own. I needed all the cash I could get. I put it all up on this one deal.
Not everything.
Yes, everything.
Well.
Now, you can see why I don't sit around listening to what Jane's spouting all through dinner.
Yes, that is quite a... Well, how about Jane? Does she know that you went for something this big?
Oh, sure. I wouldn't sit myself down to nothing without talking to her in advance. I had a heart-to-heart talk with her about it. She knows it's taking everything we've got. I told her exactly how it stood, that there was hardly a small chance, even, of anything going wrong, and I stood to make a great deal of money.
How much is a great deal?
$25,000.
$25,000?
That's right.
Well, congratulations.
Not yet. Don't start that now. I'm sitting here with my fingers crossed, and you're starting to congratulate.
Do you mean if the deal goes through, you make all that money, and if it doesn't, you're wiped out? Is that it?
That's it.
No wonder you're in a trance. How long will it be before you know?
I don't know. Maybe a week. Doesn't happen overnight, you know.
A week?
Yeah, I'll probably age 2 years before this is over.
Oh, is this the deal Mr. Cook put you next to, the one you hinted about?
Yes, this is one.
Oh, I hope he realizes what will happen to you if it doesn't pan out.
I'd rather not think about that.
No, I don't blame you.
I tell you, there's every chance that it's coming out all right.
But still, just a tiny little chance.
That's about all. Just a tiny little chance.
Already, Mars.
Oh, okay, Jen.
In front here or in the garage?
The car? Who's going?
Now, don't start. He said it was okay for us to drive down.
I said.
Now he's going to start saying he didn't say it. I knew the minute I get
dressed. Well, what's this? A dinner that I said you could
yes. Do? Yes. What's the matter with you, dear? Didn't you hear what I was saying? I can't make heads or shoulders of what you
well,
saying.
I didn't know follow exactly what you said.
Well, didn't you hear me say that they put me on the publicity committee? I have to get things in the newspaper about our club, and I was going to tell the city a thing or two about building houses down there by that railroad track.
Oh, you're on the newspaper
committee. Yes, and you should have heard the way one woman there didn't want me to be on the committee. She said, what do you know about newspapers? Well, I said, we take them, I said.
You said, well, that's quite an argument in favor.
Well, it was the worst argument I ever had. She didn't want me on it. I was so mad I could... Well, if I'd only thought of telling her that I know Neil Williams and he's a reporter on the Post.
Oh, why didn't you think of that at the time, Jane? I would have stopped that old busybody.
Well, I just didn't. I can think of more things I should have said after I go to bed. I guess it was because I was so mad, the way she kept
saying. And you're in charge of the publicity.
Yeah.
Well,
they said they want me to get newspapers to print a lot of things about how we're trying to make the city build the houses someplace else. Because it is awful to build houses down by some old railroad track. Just because they're poor people, they can live in some nice place, can't they?
Well, yes, I guess
you,
they...
Yes, I should say they can.
But there's nothing you can do about that, Jane. After all, the city's mind isn't made up by a group of women who...
Oh, no? Well, you should hear us at the club. We're mad about this. We're going to make the city build these homes someplace else.
Oh, but you can't do anything.
All right, you just wait and see. The laugh will be on the other foot.
Oh.
And that's what I'm going to talk to Neil about tonight. I'm going to get him to write something for the paper and let everybody see what the city's trying to do to those poor people. And let them put that under their hands, something.
You've got it. That's a welfare work with a vengeance.
Well, I'm mad. I'm mad at that Mrs. Block. That was the one who didn't want me to be on the committee. And I'm mad at the city, too. I can't wait to do something. I'm on pins and cushions. Come on, Marge, let's hurry, right? Will you, Captain? Goodbye, dear. We'll be back in an hour or so.
Well, what's wrong with that, Jane, is half an hour's drive down there and half an hour back, and then you're going to have to talk to Neil.
Well, we'll be back when we come back. And don't be lonesome, dear. Yeah.
What?
I say, don't be lonesome. What's the matter with you? Don't you feel well?
No, that's it. I ate too much, I guess.
Well, take them by chloride. Read the paper or something. Turn on the radio.
I'll be all right. Drive carefully. Now, you better drive, Marge.
I'm going to. Don't worry. If I didn't move James, you'd
probably
see that all the way downtown.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
James. Oh, here's the
Oh, may I speak to Mr. Marsh, please? Yes, this is Mr. A. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Marsh. Listen, Mr. Marsh, my wife was just telling me that she was at this meeting this afternoon, and the women were... Well, it's well enough to say don't worry, but if they're really going to fill the newspapers with stuff about... Yes... I think maybe if I told her that this was the property that I... Well, there's nobody here. I can talk. Oh, not over the phone. Oh, you mean somebody might be in... Oh, yes, I get you, Mr. Marsh. I'm sorry I called you about this, but I just felt kind of funny standing here listening to my own wife making a speech against this deal. I guess I just want to be reassured that everything's going to come out all right in spite of all this.
Well,
as a visitor,
you might
be happy.
Marge.
Oh,
I brought a visitor.
And Jane.
Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jane.
Just fine.
Well, these drabs around me suddenly lit up all of a sudden. Here, let me make room for you on these chairs.
Don't be putting on top of that as the bus.
Well, you can be comfortable. Here, let me take those papers out of that chair. Gee, I wish I'd known you were coming.
Oh, I suppose you could have done the vacuum over the little one.
Sure, sit down, Jane.
Thank you. Were you writing something important?
Well, of course, might have other ideas about it, but...
Well, we're here to give you something really important to write about.
Really? What?
You just pull out that, whatever you're writing, out of that sheet and start on this.
What is it? What's going on here?
Well, Neil, I want you to write something for me and set it in the paper.
Oh, I see. Well, the society editor is two doors down
this
the hall.
This is no social item, my friend. This is vital.
Let me tell you, Mark.
Yeah, let Jane tell it. What is it, Jane?
Well, I'm on the committee to get something in the paper about our club.
Club?
Yes. It's about those Old Testament houses that the poor people live in.
What's that?
You know, those awful places they live in. Well, the city's going to build some new homes for them.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yes, but what you don't know is where they're going to build a home.
Well, I think I do know, Jane.
You do?
Well, yes. I know the city's considering buying a square block down on the other side of the polo track.
See, that's what I mean. Why do they live there? Why can't they live where it's nice and cozy and cool in the summer and vice versa?
Why? I don't know. Why can't they?
Oh, they can. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't want to build the houses down there. We want a nice, clean place.
Oh, we do. Who are we?
Our club. Jane's gone in for social welfare work. It's the social betterment group.
What?
Yes.
Don't tell me you belong to that snooty outfit.
It is not. They're very nice.
But that outfit's made up of the blue bloods of this town. All the ultra-ultra.
Jane's a member of that group, I'll have you know.
No, Jane.
Yes, I am.
I can't believe it.
Well, why not? I can be just as ultra-blue as they can.
She certainly does belong to you. She got it to Mrs. Marsh.
Mrs. Marsh, really?
Yes, she and I are just like that.
Oh, just like that?
That's right, Miller, just like that.
Well, now that I've gotten over that surprise, now what about the rest of this talk about...
That's what I told you. I'm on the committee that has to get things in the paper, and I want you to do it for me, will you?
Well, what do you want me to do, Jane? After all, Well, I might as well tell you this secret, Jane. I really don't own this paper.
Oh, why, the way you talked to me, it sounded as if you did.
I knew I'd be caught. I really only work here. I might as well confess.
Well, this is a shock to me, Neil Williams.
Forgive me, Marge.
Never.
What's going on here? I knew you didn't own this paper. Marge, you didn't think of the owner.
You see, Marge, you knew it all along.
Oh, just kidding, huh? Well, this is no time to laugh. This is serious. And I have to get things in the paper or they're not going to let me be on the committee anymore.
They're giving Jan a tryout on this work.
Oh, I see.
Will you do it, Neil?
Well, exactly what do you want me to,
Well, the ladies want to start a public sentiment. There's been a surprising little amount of newspaper reading on this project.
Yes, there has
a bad. So how about it?
It might not be a bad idea at that. News is kind of scarce these days, as local news. It might be just the thing to wake us up. I know there's no love between this paper and that gang down at City Hall.
That's fine. Then you're going to do it?
Well, if it's going to be done at all, it ought to be smeared all over the paper. I know that. Because when you start agitation of this kind... Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get the city editor on the phone. Hello, let me to the desk, please.
Saxon for you, Dan.
Who's the phone?
This is Williams. Yeah. Say, I got a lead that the women's clubs are going to oppose this new housing project location. About a big name. Well, like Mrs. Tom Marsh, for instance.
That's wrong about me.
Okay, I'll be right in. Say, you already sound interested.
You think you'll do it?
Well, I'll make a little bet he will.
All right.
Bet your dollar, Jane.
A dollar? Oh, no. I don't want to bet money. I might lose.
Okay, we'll make it a mind bet.
A mind bet? All right. Oh, I hope I don't lose my mind.
Well, so sweet.
Well, it's beginning to look more and more like a bad bet for Mr. Ace all around. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.